Join our supplymybusiness.co.uk community today and start growing your Kent business network for just £20 a month.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business conference worth visiting. The Grow Kent Annual Conference, November the 30th at the Ashford International Hotel. Get tickets at growkent.co.uk.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show with me, Paul Andrews.
And me, Bird.
This is the Business Bunker on Tuesday, the 12th of September. We've still got loads of tweets coming in. We've still got loads of emails. We've still got two fabulous guests to talk to. I've had a tweet from the lovely, lovely folks at New Appointments Group. And just as I picked my phone up, it all disappeared. It's entirely my fault. Hold on. Let me finally get it back in. There we go. They say, Vanilla Web, Bird on a Bike, Business Bunker. Big Tuesday shout out, please, to NAG Recruitment. Also, we'd like to say a big hello to the absolutely lovely Penny Wallace.
Aww.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
That's the lovely folks at New Appointments Group. Do follow them on the Twitter, NAG Recruitment, and they're based over there in Discovery Park in Sandwich. So thank you for that, folks. I want to tell you about the Networkers Networking event, which is helping business owners to network more effectively and efficiently. And the next one is taking place on Thursday, November the 2nd, from 9:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. And it's at the Kenwood Trust Conference Centre, which is in Yalding, just outside Maidstone. If you've never been there, it's a fabulous, fabulous venue. It's a rehabilitation centre for people with addictions and problems, mostly ex-service people. But it's a stunning location. And the Kenwood Trust Conference Centre is in Yalding, just outside Maidstone. Networking is one of the best ways to spread the message about what you do and who you are. It allows you to meet a huge variety of different business owners who you may be able to work with or who can pass on your message for you. The Networkers Networking event is suitable for you if you have just started networking and are unsure about where to go or how to do it effectively. You network already but are frustrated because it's not working for you. You're a serial networker who loves networking and don't want to miss another great networking event. So it covers all the bases, really. Hear from four great speakers who will give you must-have tips for effective and efficient networking. And the speakers are Spencer Wood, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, Chris Pollard, and Mark Goldfinch. If you want to book your place on it, and you do, butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE. And I happen to know it's sponsored this time by Telcare Limited and Fruit Bowl Media.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so do get along to that, November the 2nd, so plenty of time to book your tickets.
Mm. Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
What do you want?
Whatever you got.
Okay, so we've got new generation data protection regulations, GDPR. So that is General Data Protection Regulation. Dates for our half-day information sessions run by Andy Styles are now available to book. Every business, whatever the size, that holds any sort of data, either hard copy, IP addresses, CCTV or picture images, digital or biometrics need to ensure they are compliant with the new regulations on the 25th of May 2018. So here's the thing. 25th of September, Brands Hatch Place Hotel, Longfield. 2nd of October, Chilston Park Hotel. 19th of October, Brands Hatch Place. Call 01892 832059. Say it again. 018. Do you think anybody ever writes these down?
No.
I won't say it again then. Or email kate@atherbray.co.uk to reserve your place. It's £149 per person plus VAT. And this is for 3 hours packed with advice and guidance on how to be ready in good time for all the changes. So important.
Absolutely. Join us for the next entertaining evening of storytelling. Each session will bring storytellers ready and willing to pass on their lessons learned, the ups and downs of business, and give a taster of life in their shoes. It's not a time for pitching products. It's a time to hear about the personal experiences of fellow businessmen and women. The stories might be amusing, challenging, inspirational, or perhaps a little sad, but they'll definitely be worth hearing. And the next one is taking place this Thursday, the 14th of September, at 6:45 in the evening at the Innovation Centre in Maidstone Road, Chatham. You can still get tickets, eventbrite.co.uk/thebusinessdiariesstorytelling. I'm going. I've been to the previous three. I've
been to everyone.
They are absolutely brilliant. The stories are fabulous. It's a great networking event. Huh?
You go everywhere.
Yeah, I do actually.
We get so used to it now, Cheryl. We're bored with it now.
I go to the opening of an envelope, mate. Yeah.
He gets MC'd everywhere. He gets lunch everywhere. It's just everything all the time.
I go to the opening of an envelope, mate.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. But do get along this Thursday evening. It's fabulous, the Business Diaries. Really brilliant.
I always miss them. I'm away.
Are you? Mm. What are you doing?
I'm away. Are you based in the borough of Ashford? Why not register your business in the Ashford Business Awards? The awards dinner takes place on November. What was that, Penny? That was like a fingery thing.
That's us.
Yeah. Is it you?
Yeah, it's us again.
So Penny's going to be talking about that in a minute.
The awards dinner takes place on November the 30th at Ashford International Hotel. For more details, how to enter Business Awards. Can I enter it?
Yep.
I'm not in the Ashford Borough.
No, you can't then. You have to
Do I miss out on all these
because
things?
You have to wait until it comes around to
they don't
Shepway.
Do it in Hyde.
No, they will be. We will be doing it in
Shepway.
Are
we doing it in Shepway?
I'm sure at some point, yes.
That means a no then at the
no,
minute. I know you, Penny. No. I know you far too well, chick, and that meant no, didn't it? Birch, stop talking. That meant no. So yeah, get along.
Yeah. No, I'm sure that the awards will work their way round to your neck of the woods eventually.
I can't ever get an award.
Yeah, you will. Don't you worry.
Women in Business, that's it.
No, you could enter the FSB South East Awards, couldn't you?
Can I?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah. Anyway, I want to talk to our next guest.
Let's do it.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show, Rowena Horton. Hello, Rowena.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's nice to be here.
Why don't you kick off by telling us a little bit about you, who you are, and then, because your business is quite new, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's very new. It's under a year old, actually. I had the launch in February this year.
Right.
And my company is called Discover the Vine. And I acquired very recently a hashtag wine lady. And
oh, it's about wine. See, I thought Discover the Vine. I was thinking Tarzan or something like that. You know, swinging through the trees. Yeah, swinging through the trees on a vine.
You never know. Yeah. You never know. Yeah, and how that hashtag came about was that, you know, when I go networking and went to different events, people would say, oh, so you're the wine lady. And so it kind of stuck. So I thought, yeah, hashtag wine lady.
I like that, but I really like Discover the Vine as well.
You
I
like Discover the Vine?
Yeah,
it's very
cool.
Descriptive, isn't it? It is. Discover the Vine, discover about wine.
So tell us a bit about your background, because so you started this business just under a year ago.
Yeah.
So what were you doing before?
Well, I still do to some extent. I mean, we came to Kent about 10 years ago. And
foreigners.
from London.
Oh, real foreigners.
Yeah, from
down
London.
From London,
yeah,
eh? Down from London.
Down from London, yeah. Okay. And I come from South London, South West London. But I was living in West London at the time. Very confusing. Yeah. And after I gave up my dancing career, I trained as
Hold on. We're not glossing over that. Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Your dancing career.
We're going... basically...
Is this a dancing career we can actually talk about?
Absolutely, yeah. What is this? A wine and dancing? And no, seriously. I come from Wimbledon actually, and I went to a ballet school.
Okay.
So that is dancing. That is we can talk about. And I had a dancing career for many years. And
in ballet.
I went to ballet school. I didn't actually go to a ballet company, but I went all over. Well, I travelled abroad, dancing in shows and
fantastic.
And I really, really enjoyed that, and gave that up kind of late 80s, early 90s, and went to university because I needed to catch up on my education because my school was very dance, drama, arty, and. We didn't learn much. I don't know how I learned to spell and add up. I don't remember any of that.
It's the best type of school when you don't learn much, to be honest.
But, became a psychology teacher. So when we moved to
as
Kent...
You do.
Yeah, as you do. And when we moved to Kent about 10 years ago, I was teaching full-time at a college. However, the interest in wine began about 20 years ago. I became fascinated because some people remember the wine bars of the 1980s when wine really became to become more mainstream. Mm. Before that, it used to be the preserve of you know, sort of the elite and the sort of rich people. And, you know, for the likes of me, I used to be content with Mathieu's Rosé.
Or Lieframilch.
Exactly, Lieframilch. And I thought, you know, there's got to be more out there. Mm. So once I went, it's like Pandora's box, I started this course. It's like, oh, wow! And it was all these wines that I learned about. And so when we moved to Kent, you know, having done quite a lot of wine tasting and learnt a fair bit about wine, I was looking for some wine tasting experiences, and they were sort of a little bit thin on the ground. Mm. So, you know, this sort of mulled over in my mind. But it wasn't until about 3 years ago, and I joined a public speaking group. Now, okay, I've been a teacher, I've been a dancer, but I never realised when I started public speaking, I suddenly, you know, I get up there and people, like, think, wow, she's funny. And that was a real revelation to me. I didn't ever think of myself as entertaining or funny. And it was from that, and I thought, the wine and getting up there. And so what Discover the Vine is about, it's about bringing wine, making it accessible. It can be incredibly complex. It can be. However, it doesn't need to be complex. And what I'm about really is kind of bringing wine to people in a kind of fun, informative, enjoyable way.
Okay.
And that's really is, if I've got a mission, that is my mission.
Fantastic. So, as I understand it, what you do is you stage evenings in various drinking establishments.
That's one of the things I do, yeah.
in which you, I mean, tell me how I'm teetotal, so I don't go to these kind of things.
Sure.
So how does an evening unfold? What's the kind of thing? Do you, when you do an event, are you kind of specialising in one particular wine or a particular region or a variety? How does it work?
No. I mean, it can be. I mean, wine tastings can be, I can arrange a wine tasting for any kind of theme you like. I can do it by country.
Yep.
So we could have a French wine tasting.
Yep.
France, as many people know, is has many different regions. So to do a French wine tasting, it'd probably be better to do a Burgundian, like wines from Burgundy, wines from Alsace, which is really interesting because all the different areas, they have different styles of wine. But my last wine tasting I had at the George Hotel in Rochester, and what is I found through talking to people, that people are very interested in matching different wines with different foods. So
okay.
I did a cheese and wine evening, so I chose certain wines to go with certain cheeses.
Okay.
So people know beforehand what they're going to be tasting, and
so give us. I don't drink wine because I'm teetotal, but I do love cheese. So
yeah.
So give us just a flavour. You can't go through all of it, I know, but yeah.
If you're having like a Wensleydale cranberry cheese, what would go with that?
Okay, good question.
Well, okay.
Pint of bitter.
No, okay, definitely sorry. Not. No. There's a certain myth that people tend to think that most cheeses go with more red wines. But in actual fact, they pair better with white wines. So probably for a crumbly cheese like that, I'd probably, you know, something like, say, a nice Burgundy. What you don't want is you don't want a wine that's going to overpower the cheese. Mm. So, for example, a Sauvignon Blanc. Is quite high in acidity. It's quite distinctive. We've got that gooseberry, you know, that freshness on the palate, and that pairs really well with a goat's cheese. Goat's cheese is quite rich and creamy, and as I say, the George Hotel, they did wonderfully well. They made some lovely canapés, and everybody found that absolutely delicious. For the last wine, I actually did a sweet wine, a Sauterne, which actually pairs very well with blue cheese, and one of the reasons behind that is a sweet wine such as Sauterne and also Riesling comes by a fungus called Botrytis, and a blue cheese is also developed through a fungus. So those two pair really, really well. I have to say,
it sounds delicious.
It was. I've got to say that the sweet wine, people actually didn't like that quite so much. It's not actually so much in fashion.
It's interesting that, isn't it? Even though I'm not a drinker, obviously I hang around in pubs a lot, as you heard. And sweet or dessert wine,
yes,
isn't
yes.
that popular in the UK as it is somewhere other places?
Yes, I mean, it's when you go to a restaurant, they actually usually have only one or two choices of dessert wine because it isn't everybody's cup of tea. And there's several different ways that you can make sweet wine, which probably is not the time to go into now, but you can have what we call a late harvest, where the grapes are picked later in the season, where the sugars have kind of concentrated, the grapes are slightly shriveled. We've also got, as I talked about, the...
She gave me a look when you talked about slightly shriveled there. I
saw that. She was looking at you, actually.
She was. No, she was. She was. She was. She was.
She was. I saw her.
Yeah. That's not right, that.
Yes. So you've also got the fungus botrytis, which is another way to make sweet wine. You could also make it the German way, where they stop the fermentation a little bit early, which is why it's quite low in alcohol. And they're just three different ways. You've also got ice wine. This is really funny.
She's dribbling now.
She's corpse now.
Are you still laughing about the shriveled?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh! Sweet wine is not everybody's cup of tea, but I think the main thing is, it's just, I find it absolutely fascinating. And the wine tastings that I do are suitable for everybody, because whether it's a beginner or whether it's somebody more experienced, there's always something to learn.
Yeah,
I could do with that course. I used to work for Exxon. So we used to go to these really posh restaurants, all the guys used to order very expensive wines. But because I honestly can't tell one wine from another, they used to turn the glass over. So you just got that little dimple at the base and say, "This is for Cheryl," and just pour like two drops in because, you know, it's going to be wasted on her. I thought that was really rude, actually.
Yes, that does seem a little bit unfair.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree entirely.
So... Rowena, we're kind of fast running out of time, and I want to make sure we cover everything here.
Yes.
So, on the whole, Discover the Vine runs tasting events and things like that. Is that primarily what you do?
So that's one thing I do. As I say, the last cheese and wine tasting was really, it was sold out, really successful.
Yeah.
There's another one coming up on November the 1st, which is at the same place, the George Hotel. But the other thing that I'm really interested in is working with local businesses, because the point I'm trying to get across is that wine tasting can be serious, but actually the way I do it is, I make it fun, and it's a way for businesses to kind of reward their staff. They have team building days, we can have networking events where you have a wine tasting, you could also have seminars, so wine tasting can be used as a facilitator to create a relaxed environment. And I think probably what I'm saying here, I'm not a formal person. I'm very.
We kind of figured that when you told me I was shriveled up. Yeah.
So that's really that. If there are local businesses listening, please get in touch with me, because I'm sure that I can put together an event that would suit what you're looking for.
Fantastic.
For all budgets.
Fantastic. So if people want to do that, Raina, how can they get hold of you?
There's lots of ways. My website is www.discoverthevine.co.uk. Also, I've got a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/discoverthevine. And Twitter is at Rowena Houghton, Rowena Houghton.
And your hashtag, the wine lady.
Oh, of course, the hashtag. Can't forget the hashtag. Hashtag wine lady.
Fantastic. Rowena, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for your bubbly and effusive description of your wine and your wine tasting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. Do stay with us for the few remaining minutes of the show. We've got one more guest to talk to, of course. We've still got tweets and emails coming in. I want to tell you, I've mentioned it a few times now, but I'll do the official... mention of the Gorillas and Grounds charity fashion show. It's taking place at the Port Lim Hotel, and that's part of the Port Lim Animal Reserve, and it's on Friday the 29th of September. It's from 6:30 p.m. until 11:30 p.m. Every single penny raised will go to the Aspinall Foundation for their work with rehabilitating gorillas in the Congo. There's four gorillas that they're taking back. They operate a gorilla orphanage in the Congo, and they are rehoming four gorillas that they're taking back, and that's what the money is going towards. It's hosted by Amanda Flanders of Butterflies and Dreams Events, and it's emceed by old me of the Business Bunker Radio Show, in collaboration with the photographer Jane Mucklow and two fashion designers, Caroline Bruce, who's a well-known fashion designer, and the absolutely amazing Josh Bartfield Birch Jones, who is 12 years old.
Wow.
And Josh designs fashion designs for women's business and evening wear.
Wow.
He's 12 years old, and his designs are not messing about.
Really?
He's going to be showcasing his latest capsule wardrobe for business wear that can be worn as evening wear on the same day.
That's not easy.
It's not easy.
I had this the other week.
Yeah.
Where I had to go to a meeting and then out for the evening. It's hard.
Yeah. And what he's done is he's designed work wear that you can wear to work as a business thing, and then reverse and wear out as an evening thing straight after work. It's really clever. You've got to see it. It's a fabulous collection of items. And, of course, it's a capsule collection, so there's different items in it. 12 years old. Guests will be welcomed on the evening with a glass of champagne and canapes in the stunning setting of the main house before moving to the Aspinall Suite for the fashion show, a deluxe buffet, and a live auction. Everyone is guaranteed an evening of fun and entertainment, the chance to view and purchase some of the exquisite pieces of clothing. Then later in the evening, there's a pledge to win some amazing auction prizes. I've got just a few of the prizes here. There's a lot more that can be bid for in the auction. There's an evening dress that's been donated by New York fashion designer Fouad Sarkis. There's a picture donated by the renowned artist Nick Vasey, who's known as the X-Ray Man. His artwork at the moment is incredibly collectible, and the piece that he's delivered is a really interesting piece. There's a fabulous chair. It's a unique chair designed by Felicity Randolph of Cheeky Chairs, who designed the chair that's in the corner there, our music chair, my generation. But this is a zebra chair, and it's absolutely exquisite, this chair. She's still making it, and I was at her workshop the other day watching her working on this. It's absolutely gorgeous. There's a VIP pass to any West Ham United football match that you choose to go to, where you can spend a day in the director's box. There's a luxury villa in Turkey. There's a bespoke stay in the Port Lim Hotel with dinner and a dusk private safari. There's a stay in the treehouse accommodation with a dusk safari and champagne breakfast. There's a bespoke AAA safari for 10, which allows you to feed the animals directly. And there's loads more. You can adopt some animals. There's lots and lots of pledges. So it's only £45 to come on tonight. It's on the 29th of September. All the money goes to the Aspinall Foundation. It's going to be a fabulous night. There's a few celebs coming, but I can't tell you at the moment. But it's about four or five celebs coming as well, just so you know. If you can't make it on the night, you can put in an email bid for any of the auction things, and you can see all the items that are up for auction on the website. And the website to go to is butterfliesanddreamsevents.co.uk/gorillas-grounds. There's also only two left that we had VIP tables of 10. There's only two tables left to book. So if you've got a table of 10, there's also a special prize. Lisa Settle and Amanda have donated a free ticket each. If you can get six people together, you only have to pay for four, and we'll give you free tickets. Two free tickets. So all of that can be done. We'd love to see you there Friday the 29th of September.
I've got heels.
You've got heels?
Yeah. Apparently.
That makes you taller.
Apparently I need large heels.
It makes you taller.
Apparently so. It's all changed.
You're not happy about this, are you?
Well, I just can't believe you think I'm that short. I don't think I'm that short. Anyway, it's all change at BCB this week, as well as moving to Star Meadow Sports Club next door to the Star Pub in Darlin Avenue, Gillingham. We'll be having a speaker, James Hopper of Advanced In-Car Solutions, will be updating us on the latest developments in hands-free technology and will be available to answer questions. Celebrating our 9th anniversary this week, the Business Community Breakfast has come a long way since its inaugural meeting at Gillingham Golf Club. So the breakfast has become a fellowship of like-minded individuals. a term borrowed from my days in Roundtable. So we do hope to see old friends and you this Thursday at 7:30 a.m. That's a.m. It's a breakfast meeting.
It's in the morning.
That's in the morning. And the cost is just, get ready for this, Mr. Andrews, £8 for breakfast.
Bargain.
I would imagine that's a big breakfast.
Double sausage.
Do you think? I don't like sausages.
Yeah.
It would be helpful if you could let me know if you intend to come so that we can let their hosts know. And that's Ken Wheeler. That's businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you, Bird. It's now an absolute pleasure to welcome our next guest onto the Business Bunker Show, the absolutely gorgeous Penny Wallace. Hello, Penny.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah. Penny is currently with child. How long have you got to go?
Not long.
Oh, she never told
What's
me this.
Not long?
I don't know.
No, no. Luckily, we'll be all right. We'll
luckily,
all right.
We got two nurses in here.
Put the kettle on. Babies.
Get the towels out. Lovely. Is it that imminent?
No. We're fine.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right. Penny, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to see you. Penny is one of the partners in Best Business Events, who are the people that stage just about all the top events around the southeast of England here. You've got so many things going on. And we want to talk to you about all of them. One of the things that I really am keen to talk to you about, though, Penny, is Grow Kent. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, so where to start, really? I suppose Grow Kent was kind of my business partner, Carol Black, sort of a brainchild of hers that we developed. She created last November. Mm. We created it was a conference with top sort of keynote speakers.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because we all talked about this, and we looked at the kind of events that were happening in Kent, and some of them are getting a bit stale and tired and have been going on for a long time, and we were trying to look at something new to do.
Absolutely. And I think that was the key thing. There are a lot of events happening in Kent. So it was looking at doing something new, tapping into businesses who are serious about growing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So as I say, we created this conference last year, which took place in the end of November at the Ashford International Hotel. From that, which was a huge success.
It was massive success, wasn't it? It really was.
Yeah.
I chaired it.
Of course.
I can't remember the numbers, but it was a lot of people there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we were surprised. We sort of had a figure in mind of how many we were expecting, and yet again, we sort of exceeded that, which was fantastic. Mm. Following on from that success, we realised there was sort of a gap in the market to actually create some business shows. So we've got obviously the Grow Kent conference, and then we've also got launched this year, two Grow Kent business shows. One took place in Canterbury at the cricket club earlier in the year in March,
and that was rammed.
It was pretty busy.
They ended up shutting the car park. It was that bearing in mind this is a sports stadium, we filled the car park, you filled the car park up at that, which was unbelievable, wasn't it? There were hundreds and hundreds of people there.
It was really impressive. And as I say, that's a business show in the end we had nearly sort of 800 delegates on the day and about 70 exhibitors. And then we had another event in Maidstone, which was kind of like
Hold on, before that, because you wore me out on the day. And I've got to complain about this, because at Grow Kent, Canterbury, I chaired the breakfast meeting, which started at 7 a.m, and I chaired the event, which went on from, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And then you sprung on me in the evening, the Canterbury Business Awards, which I also emceed that evening. So I started work at 7 in the morning.
That's why he shriveled.
Exactly. At 7 in the morning, and we finished just after midnight because we had over 100 people at the Business Awards, didn't we?
We did. Welcome to events.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, as I say, that sort of rounded up. It was a nice way to round up the conference, the event during the day with the business awards in the evening. And then we had again in the in June earlier this year the Maidstone Business Awards, which followed on from the Grow Kent Business Show.
Yep.
And so, really, following on from the success of all of those events, we've got at the end of this year another Grow Kent conference on the 30th of November at the Ashford International Hotel again, and they will be followed by the Ashford Business Awards.
Uh-oh, another long day coming.
Top up the sleep bank.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's happening on the 30th of November. We've got the Grow Kent during the day, which is a business show, and then the Ashford Business Awards in the evening.
Yes.
And it's interesting, you know, and Burb was saying, as soon as you start mentioning area awards, everybody goes, when's my area award?
Yeah.
So it's been really successful, that, hasn't it? Because, you know, there weren't that many area awards. I mean, I know I was talking about Seven Oaks and Swale that I'm doing, but you guys now do Ashford, Maidstone and Canterbury. And I'm sure someone's going to do Bird at some point. Hive. The Hive Business Award.
Oh, I'm global. Surely I can go to them all.
Oh, you could.
Yeah. I'm sure that that's the area we're coming to next.
So, yeah, so on the 30th of November, we've got Grow Ashford and then the Grow Business Awards. You do loads of other things as well, don't you?
We do. So we also have, as mentioned already, we've got Women in Business Lunch taking place next week at the Brands Hatch Place, which a certain person opposite me is speaking at. Bird.
No, yes.
She's getting in on the act. Yeah. They wouldn't let me do that one for some reason.
Put on a dress.
Yeah. Don't start that. I had the photographs taken off of Google for that. Sorry.
I love the women in business. I think it's a really interesting environment and energy to be in.
It is for the right types of events. There are quite a few events about at the moment. Again, one of the things about the things that that Best Business Events are doing with these, though, is they always have really good speakers. Mm. They got you as well, but
You know.
No, that's not fair. Bird is brilliant. Bird is absolutely brilliant. And I really do recommend you go along and listen to her. No, so I'll be serious for a moment. I know I'm not very often serious, but it's good.
I can't be serious after I've just cried. Oh,
and dribbled.
I didn't help myself. It was just, gone. I was gone.
Yeah,
no, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it, especially with Ali Harold as well.
Yeah.
Ali and I mean, Ali was on my show last week and we just work so well together and we were speaking about it. So there's a lot of energy. We've been putting a lot of marketing in for it. So it's always great to be involved in these events. I love it. Thank you.
Good.
And you've also got a big event coming up at the Kent Event Centre.
Oh, yeah. Just a little one.
Mm-hmm. Which is the South East Construction Expo.
Yeah, Construction Expo, which is taking place on the 5th of October up at the showground.
And that's massive, isn't it? It's really massive. I was there last year. It was absolutely massive. We're talking thousands at that, really.
Yeah, so that attracts probably in the region of about sort of 200 exhibitors and over sort of 3,500 visitors on the day.
Mm.
So that is quite a big one as well.
It is, and it's a really great event. And although it's all about construction and stuff like that, there's a whole range of things, you know. People I've been talking to, like Felicity at Cheeky Chair, she's going, you know. So it's not just, you know, builders that build things and plumbers that plumb things. It's interior designers, architects, eco-building. There's a whole range of different things. It's a terrific event. And last year was absolutely amazing, wasn't it? And this year, I'm sure, it's going to be bigger, better and more wonderful. So you've got loads of events. And you've also kind of branched out just recently into staging workshops. You've had work, we talked about them earlier, LinkedIn and things like that. Yeah,
we've got another workshop taking place this Thursday, the LinkedIn workshop with Jade Pluck.
Yeah.
Again, that's sort of following on from our Grow Kent sort of brand as such. The need to kind of, you know, top up on LinkedIn is obviously a key.
What are you seeing in the event industry at the minute? I'm seeing it as a speaker, so we might differ in what we're seeing. What are you seeing is happening in the event industry?
Well, there seems to be a lot out there. So I think the key thing for us and what we're always trying to do is to make our events different from others and trying to find that sort of gap in the market and what's going to be attracting people. What actually do people want? What do businesses
What do they
want?
Want?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're trying to answer
because it intrigues me.
Yeah, well, with our Grow conferences and exhibitions, you know, the key thing is trying to help businesses to take their business to the next level. Mm. And through doing that, as I say, we're actually launching, we've just launched, the 2018 Grow Kent business shows in Canterbury, which will be on the 29th of March at the cricket ground again, and in Maidstone on the 26th of June at the Mercure in Maidstone.
And you've also got Digital in Kent coming up next year.
Yeah.
To kind of answer the question in line with what Penny was saying, there's a lot of events taking place in the county. But the interesting thing is, as we move to more social media and digital engagement, there's huge need for people to meet face-to-face still. It's just on a different basis.
Well, we were at Digital last year. I was doing the social media one night. I was doing the Facebook Live for you and everything. Yeah. It was really interesting to see people still want tangible effects. They still want to come and watch people speak.
Yeah, they do.
And not online summits.
Yeah.
That's what I don't want to watch an online summit. I want to come and speak to you.
Yeah.
I want to touch you and go, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, and ask staff questions of experts that you don't want to do in front of everybody else. You know?
Yeah,
exactly. And I think that's it. And I guess what Penny and Carol and the team are doing there is trying to find those spaces in the market that aren't covered or aren't covered very well and stage events that kind of fill that. But it's an innovation game. You can't rest on your laurels. I mean, these guys, Penny hasn't because she's only 12, these guys have been staging events for a long time. Mm. But you have to keep moving. You have to keep changing. You have to keep reinventing. You have to keep innovating.
Yeah, and following on from that, as I say, with the exhibition size as part of the business shows, we're always looking at ways we can help our exhibitors. So obviously launching next year's exhibitions, we're doing a lot of new things. So we're trying to add as much value as possible to an exhibitor's package of ways to how we can help them promote themselves, not just on the day at the event, but also before the event. Through social media, how we can sort of be promoting them, tweeting about them, little things, added extras that we do. We do also a free workshop, because obviously you've made the initial investment into exhibiting, and it's not just about bowling up and putting your pop-up up and off you go.
We've spoken about this, Penny, as well, haven't we? We've said how little people take up that preparation of that workshop. Yeah. Nobody turns up. No. What is that all about? We've said about this, haven't we, Mr. Andrews? Yeah. They should be, you know, if you've invested that time and money, then why aren't you preparing to... And I was talking to a couple of local people, and they actually prefer doing your events as an exhibitor than networking now. They get more return on investment by actually investing their money, so however much it is, say £500 for that day, they get more return on investment than going to a networking event.
Absolutely.
Well, it's basically the price of, it's kind of like a price of an advert in a publication. For that price, less than £300, you could have a presence at an event.
Yeah.
And it's, you're not just getting, as I say, on the day, you're getting it before the event. You're also getting all the support through exhibiting of what you need to think about, the sort of do's and don'ts through social media, how you can be promoting yourself as well.
What works well? What works well on the day that you've seen, wow, they've got it?
Thinking outside the box.
Like what?
So anything, not just doing the norm. Like I remember one year we had, it was a really hot day, it was an event in June, a guy had an ice cream, was offering free ice creams, but obviously it attracted people to the stand. He had a queue of people, but it was a nice way of just sort of saying, you know, this is me, this is who I am. How about?
There's nothing worse. You know, I used to run business events as well. I used to run the Southeast Business Show. And there's nothing worse than having people book a stand, turn up, pay absolutely no attention to people walking past them. I've seen people sit for a whole day hunched over their phone, not paying any attention, and then come to me as the organiser at the end and went, that's rubbish, I want my money back. Nobody talked to me. Really? I'm really surprised. I'm deeply shocked.
Yeah.
You've got to make an effort, haven't you? That you're there to engage with people. And that's the key thing. That's why it's valuable. It's not just so that you can give out your, you know, your stress balls and your plastic bag with your logo on it. It's about actually meeting people and engaging with them and answering their questions and starting a dialogue with them there and then. Yeah, collect their business card and send them an email afterwards. But basically, it's about engaging people right there and then and answering their questions, isn't it? And that's the power of an exhibition. That's why you're there. You've moved your office into where your customers are is basically the way to look at it.
It's a shop window effect, yeah, you know. It's
absolutely.
There you are sort of in your office all day, but actually in sending out emails. Yeah. But there's nothing better than, you know, going out to an exhibition, face-to-face, just chatting to people, you yeah. know. Mm. Like, you know, like
do freebies work? Is it worth people getting free pens? Do you know those things? Do they work anymore? Honestly,
I don't know about the pens. Because if it is a reminder,
yeah, I've got
because if you've gone round 40 stands and you've got your stress ball and your carrier bag or whatever, a pen will stay with you for longer.
Yeah, but it's not going to make you go and do business with them, is it? Yeah.
Well, no, but it might. Yeah, no, if you've got a connection with
it, does remind
that,
you
that yellow pen reminds you of the guy that gave you an ice cream.
It's almost one of those things.
You might recommend him.
Yeah, it's almost one of those things that you have to do, whether it works, you know, because everybody does it. It's like if
I'd rather the ice cream.
Yeah.
I love a free pen, me.
Yeah.
Me too, but it has to be blue.
I have to tell you, if you look down at the moment underneath your microphone, there's a mouse mat currently. Now, the reason they're there is to stop the microphones echoing, but they're my mouse mats that I give away at exhibitions that I do. They actually work for us. It's a Jobs in Kent mouse mat. Oh,
nicely done.
Oh, do you see what I did there?
Beautiful.
Yeah. But the thing is, with a service like ours, which is, you know, advertising jobs on behalf of employers, you're not necessarily employing at the time I meet you. Having that on your desk, hopefully, will jog your memory at the time you do it. So it depends on what things you use and how you use them and how you deploy them, really. But I kind of agree with Cheryl, though, that it's got a bit out of hand now. You get loads of silly things that people give away and you think, what is the point?
Here, do you remember years ago you used to get those fuzzy little things with the long tail things?
That's exactly what I was thinking of. Those little green things. I couldn't even remember what they were called.
What were they?
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't remember what they were called, yeah.
Do you know what I mean, don't you?
On their screen,
didn't you? Yeah. What was that all about?
What was the purpose?
I've no idea. Like, that's what I'm asking. Yeah. If I was going to be an exhibitor, it's even like banners. Banners annoy me. Mm. I've gone through so many banners.
Wait, are you
ridiculous.
Talking pull-ups and things like that?
Yeah, I can't bear them.
Right.
And I'm not that tall. I'm not that tall. So I have to really, like, do this weird thing with them. And I just... But they've got these new ones now. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
That look like sails. I'm really obsessed with banners because you have to take them around. I take them up to London if I'm speaking. And I just want a nice, lightweight banner that I can just put up. Do you know what I mean? It's not difficult, is it?
Sometimes, we're going to be doing this. I'll answer you, because you sent me an email about this, or one of your colleagues did, and I haven't answered it yet, so I'll answer it on air. I'm going to be doing a pop-up at the construction show with a stand for the Business Bunker radio show, and we have a pop-up studio. Yeah.
Am I there?
I might ask you. Have I not mentioned it to you?
No.
Oh.
Then I'm not, am I, Penny?
There, yeah,
I
no, you are, no, you are. I just forgot to ask you.
I might be busy. I might be speaking.
You might be.
No, 5th is Jules. You'll have Jules Sirkin on. She's always the first.
No, that's the show. No.
Anyway.
Yeah. No, we're going to be live at the construction show.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Cool. Good. Listen, Penny, we could talk to you forever about this. Well, we couldn't actually, because you'd probably go into labour fairly soon. But, so the very next event that you got coming up is the Grow Kent Ashford event on the 30th of November.
No, it's not. It's next week. Women in Business.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. Yeah. You've got the Women in Well,
come
it's actually
on, it's
okay.
Women in Business.
Actually, it's Thursday, which is the LinkedIn workshop. And then
That's
next
right.
week, it's the famous Sarah Ann Lucas.
Hello.
AKA Bird on a Bike and Ali Harold. At the Women in Business thing. I tend to ignore Women in Business things because I'm not allowed to go. It's the only thing I'm not allowed to go to, so I ignore them. But I shouldn't really. Yeah, I ought to have a special dispensation of invite, to be honest.
Just
really.
Come. Yeah. Everybody will love you.
Yeah. And then after those two events, you've then got the Grow Business event in Ashford. And you've also got the Ashford Business Awards. And I just want to, last thing I want to ask you is, are the applications still open for that?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's, if you're a business in Ashford, then go to the website, businessawardskent.co.uk, to register and apply.
Fantastic. I'm a business in Ashford.
Well, I'm a business in Ashford, surely, because the conversation is my business in Ashford.
Exactly.
So can I not join it that way?
If your business is in Ashford, registered in Ashford.
Well, what if it's also in Hythe?
You can be somewhere else.
And because it is global.
Yeah.
You know.
No.
I can write here, I can write there.
We're in Ashford, and if we win, I could present the award to myself, couldn't I?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Can we do that as the Business Bunker?
Well, it'd be a bit awkward, wouldn't it? Because I'm chairing the awards event.
It would be funny, though, wouldn't it?
And the winner is me. Hey! Who'd have thought it? Not that I'm assuming that we will win, obviously.
We deserve it, though, to be fair.
We do.
I don't use that word lightly.
Cool. Penny, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Give us a shout out for how people can find out about all the things you do, website and what have you.
The best website to go to is bestbusinessevents.co.uk, and it lists all of the different events that we do, or you can call us on 01732 758 530.
Nice one. There's loads of Twitter handles as well. You can follow them on Best Business Events, number one. You can follow them on Grow B2B Kent.
Yep.
There's loads of things. And the best way of finding out about all of it is if you go to the Kent Business Radio website and click on the Best Business Events tab, everything is listed there. All the websites, all the events, everything. And it takes you through to their websites. Penny Willis, thank you so much. We wish you much success with your new addition to your family.
Thank you.
And with your events. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, we're nearly at the end of the show.
We are.
Bird.
It's lovely,
have you,
isn't it?
I've got some more tweets to read. I've run out of emails, so have you got any
remorse?
You've
given me millions. Yeah. I just want to think, and this is a great way of closing, Highways England consultation. So you know you ended up, you know you started with your rant.
Yeah.
Let's end with it as well.
Yeah, what have they said about my rant?
Exactly. So we've got the M2 Junction 5 improvements. Highways England is holding a public consultation on their plans
to improve. I should think so too.
On their plans to improve capacity at M2 Junction 5 Stockbury Roundabout between the 6th of September, Mr.
That's,
Andrews.
Hold on, that's the one at the bottom of Detlin Hill, isn't
I have
it?
No idea.
And
the 17th of October. And the scheme aims to improve traffic flow.
Good. It's about time.
Do you want
Thank
me to
you.
Carry on? We don't,
no,
really.
That's fine.
That's done, isn't it?
I'm going to read a tweet from the Heating Hub. Hello, Vanilla Web on the Business Bunker. Could we have a shout out, please, for our new online boiler quotation calculator?
You get an instant guide price.
Yeah. If you want a new boiler, you can go onto their calculator and you can find out how much it's going to cost you. That's not a bad deal, actually. Theheatinghub.co.uk/recommend.
Very clever way.
Is how to find out.
Yeah. Very clever way.
You can do one more email.
Oh my days. Charity ball, Friday the 3rd of November, 7 p.m. £40 per head or £35 per person per table of 10. Raising money for Tree of Hope. Grover Casino, Westwood Cross, Broadstairs. Organised by the Recruitment People, Paul.
Fantastic.
Team at recruitmentpeople.co.uk. I would say the number, but apparently nobody reads them.
No, that's fine.
Let's do it.
They can email them.
Exactly.
Right, we've reached the end of another show. It just leaves me to tell you what's coming up on Channel Radio for the rest of today. At 4 o'clock, we have the absolutely gorgeous Natalie Bonaig. And Natalie has the Kent Creative Live Show talking about the Kent creative arts industry. And this week on her show, she has Stephen Horn. And get this, Stephen is a silent film musician. That's cool, isn't it?
Musician.
Yeah, silent film musician. You know, silent films have music to go with them. He does the music for silent films, you know, like dun 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 and all the atmosphere and all the rest of it. What's the matter? What are you laughing at? So she's got Stephen Horn on the show today, and the Kent Creative Live Show is from 4 p.m. here on Channel Radio. Then at 5 p.m. we're joining Mr. Craig Avery, the lady's favourite, the man with the stripy socks, for 2 hours of celebrity interviews, entertainment and music. That's Craig Avery Show from 5 to 7. At 7 o'clock, Mr. Joey Whaler with the Rockabilly Show. What? She's got the right giggles today, isn't she? Joey Whaler's on at 7 o'clock with the Rockabilly Show. At 9 o'clock, we have I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, a show specialising in that wonderful year, 1967. For some bizarre reason. How were they found? The show's now been running 2 years, which is longer than 1967 itself actually was. So how they found all the material for that, I've no idea. But they are. And then, of course, as always, on a Tuesday night, we finish off with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two, three, get down! cool drum beat and a squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So as always on a Tuesday night, we finish off with
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Sorry about that. We finish off with Mr. Boy George and the Club Culture Show at 10 o'clock here on Channel Radio. I'd just like to say a huge thank you to today's show guests, the lovely Cheryl Mavula, MBE, Rebecca Smith, Rowena Horton, Penny Wallace, and my lovely, gorgeous co-host, Sarah Ann Lucas, otherwise known as Bird on a Bike. We will be back with you next week on the Business Bunker Show. Have a fabulous week. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you all next week.
Have a great week.
Yeah, take care. Bye for now.